Chapter 4. Void War. It has been said by tacticians throughout the ages of mankind that no plan survives contact with the enemy. I do not waste my time countering the plans of my foes, brother. I never care what the enemy intends to do, for they will never be allowed to do it. Stir within their hearts the gift of truest terror, and all their plans are ruined in the desperate struggle merely to survive. The Primarch Conrad Kurz, allegedly speaking to his brother Sanguinius of the Blood Angels. The Exalted saw void warfare as infinitely more graceful than any surface attack. He excelled in personal combat, and had reaped a bountiful harvest of life with his own claws. But it wasn't the same. Such savagery lacked the clarity and purity of a void hunt. Even in the years before he became the Exalted, when he had simply been Captain Vandred of the Night Lord's 10th Company, he had taken his greatest battle pleasures from those moments of orbital and deep space warfare where everything played out to perfection. And he was no simple observer in those moments. He prided himself on making the perfect battles come to pass, and it was a pleasure he'd taken with him through all his changes. It was a matter of attuning one's perceptions to the realities of scale and dimension involved within a void war. Most minds, mortal and Astartes alike, could not truly fathom the distances between ships, the sheer size of warring vessels, the scars left by each and every type of weapon against hulls of different metals. This was his gift. The Exalted knew void war, seeing its grandeur within its swollen mind, the way other men saw the weapons in their hands. His vessel was his body, even without the primitive tech links engineered by the Mechanicum to merge man and machine. The Exalted bonded with the Covenant by familiarity and his modified perceptions. Merely by standing on the bridge, he felt the ship's heartbeat in his bones. Simply gripping a handrail allowed him to hear its screaming voice as it fired its weapons. Others would feel nothing more than vibrations, but others were blind to such nuances. The Covenant of Blood had a fine history of pulling through engagements against long odds, and taking part in some of the most savage conflicts to involve the Eighth Legion. Its reputation, and by extension the reputation of the warband that had once been the Tenth Company, was assured through a record of space battles won, largely thanks to the void warfare skills of the Exalted. As his precious, prided vessel broke into real space, the creature that had once been Captain Vandred stared at the eye-shaped oculus screen that dominated the forward wall of the Strategium deck. His own eyes were unchanged by the mutations that had twisted his physical form, remaining the pure black of the Nostromo born, and these obsidian orbs glittered with reflected light from the dozens of crew consoles and the detonations lighting up the oculus before him. By necessity, the Strategium endured a greater level of illumination than the rest of the ship, so the mortal crew could perform their duties with ease. The Exalted spared a sweeping glance around the multi-layered chamber now, ensuring all was in readiness. It seemed so. Servitors, slaved to their stations, jabbered and droned, and worked consoles with a mix of bionic and human hands. Mortal crew, including several former Imperial Navy officers in service to the Legion, worked at stations of their own or supervised teams of servitors. Few consoles or Strategium positions stood empty. Operations here were far too critical to suffer under a lack of manpower. It was almost the way it should be, the way it had been before the Great Betrayal, before the slow decline of the Legion's strength had begun, and the Exalted reveled in this echo of a greater age. He took all of this in within the space of a single thump of his heart before returning his attention to the oculus once more. And there it was, war in its grandest form, a theatre of destruction, where hundreds, even thousands of lives were lost with the passing of each second. He allowed himself several moments to drink in the sight, to relish the sight of the life-ending explosions, no matter which side sustained the casualties. The feeling threatened to edge into euphoria, and the exalted clawed his focus back. He had not earned his title by weakness and self-indulgence. Duty came first. The exalted likened void war to the feeding frenzy of sharks. Few members of his pre-Astartes life ever bubbled to the surface of his warped memory, but one in particular returned to him each time he brought his passions to bear in spaceborne battle. As a child, on several coastal journeys with his father, he had witnessed the eyeless barrassal sharks that would group together to hunt the great whales of the open ocean. They would form a pack, yet without any real bonds, for they rarely aligned their movements or worked together. They simply did not kill each other as they hunted the same prey. When each shark would strike at an exposed killing point on the great whale, it was instinct, not cooperation, that drove them. Instinct for the quickest kill. Void warfare seemed much the same to the exalted now. Each ship was a shark swimming in the three-dimensional battlefield of space, and only the most talented fleet commanders could harness their instincts and bring their forces together into an efficient hunting pack. The Astartes creature smiled, baring black gums and fanged teeth as he watched the Oculus. He was no fleet commander. His own talents had never been in bringing about such a pack unity. In fact, quite the opposite. He had no desire to inspire tactical union within the fleets he sailed with. All he cared about was the dissolution of order within the enemy's armada. The easiest way to win a void battle was to ensure no enemy commander achieved tactical unity for his own forces. If their overall cohesion was compromised, each vessel could be isolated from any potential support and torn apart, alone, piece by piece. It was an approach the Night Haunter had honored the Exalted for on no small number of occasions. As the Primarch himself had said, it was worthless to know an enemy's plans. The foe should be defeated before his plans even come into play. The War Master's Krythe invasion fleet had translated into the system several days before. That much was obvious to the Exalted, as soon as the Night Lord strike cruiser tore from the warp. Dozens of broken hulks of vessels, their shattered metal skins declaring allegiances to either side in the conflict, hung powerless in the void, destroyed in the opening phases of the war. The Exalted ordered its helmsman to guide the ship through this silent graveyard, engines burning to reach the main battle, where the Warmaster's fleet had at last forced the throne's forces into an orbital defense. The creature's eyes drank in the sight of ancient names on the flickering hololithic display. Great vessels that had waged war for thousands of years, their names and titles etched into the flooding tides of the Exalted's memory, despite the turning of time. There, the Ironmonger, which served the Legion of Primarch Perturabo. There, the Heart of Terror, still with the scars it earned when it laid siege to the world it was named for, and ringed by dozens of smaller vessels in the heart of the storm, the Vengeful Spirit. The Exalted gestured with its claw.
Make for the War Master's flagship as you transmit our identity codes. Then break formation and engage ahead of the fleet.
The Covenant of Blood streaked into the maelstrom of the orbital battle, and the Exalted pictured the command decks of Imperial vessels as another mighty ship joined the archenemy host. Consul alarms would sound, orders would be shouted. It was delightful to envisage, even if just for a moment. But the Covenant was vulnerable. It burned its engines white hot as it powered past the Vengeful Spirit, past the Chaos Vanguard. This had to be done fast. Even a cursory glance at the oculus revealed to the exalted that the battle result was inevitable. The Imperial fleet was doomed. He watched the icons on the wide holographic display table before his oversized command throne, seeing their slow dance through three dimensions. In a matter of moments, he saw the contours of each icon's motion, calculating the many ways every vessel might move in relation to the others. A game of many, but ultimately finite, possibilities unfolding before his eyes. Again, he looked to the oculus. The forces of the false emperor were still numerous enough to inflict severe harm upon the War Master's attacking fleet. And that was what counted. Victory at too high a price was no victory at all. As he grinned, his eyes leaked tears of oily blood. The dark tears ran cold down a face as pale as porcelain, showing every vein beneath in thick black cables. Muscles in his face strained, and his tear ducts tingled. The exalted was not used to smiling. It had been too long since entertainment of this caliber had been forthcoming. And better yet, the War Master was watching. It was time to make the most of it. Two Imperial ships stood out from the pack. Two targets that had to be destroyed in order to dissolve the hopes of tactical unity. The Exalted had marked both of them and relayed his desires to the Strategium crew. They worked now to make his intentions a reality. The Covenant of Blood raged through the battle, taking incidental damage on its void shields from the few fighters and light cruisers that had reacted fast enough to its sudden arrival. A speeding shrike of blue-black and bronze, it speared between two ships of similar size to itself, ignoring the barrage from their broadsides. By the time they had come about to give chase to the diving blade of a ship that had evaded them, they were already engaged by other vessels. These new attackers bore the black and gold of the Black Legion, the War Master's own Astartes. The Covenant of Blood didn't even slow down. The Night Lords hunted larger prey. An Astartes strike cruiser was a powerful ship, excelling in actions of surface bombardment and blockade running. In void warfare, it was a dread enemy, for while it lacked the offensive capability of a battle barge or heavy cruiser of the Imperial Navy, because of its armaments and dense shielding, it would make short work of most vessels of a similar size. Had the Exalted joined the orbital battle above Solus by lending the fury of the Covenant's lances and weapons batteries, the Night Lords would have made a significant and useful contribution worthy of praise. That, however, was not enough. The greatest threat from an Astartes strike cruiser was its cargo. While the Covenant had weapons capable of leveling cities and shields that could take punishment for hours on end without flickering, its deadliest and most feared weapons were already leashed into their deployment pods and awaiting the moment of launch. The Night Lord's cruiser was a huge and weighty ship, yet graceful despite its bulk. It rolled shark-like, slow and smooth, as it dived towards the much larger Gothic-class ship, the Resolute. The Imperial cruiser was a monument as much as a warship. A small city of cathedral-like structures jutted from its central spine, and its aggressive beauty was an inspiration to the small fleet of support ships that streamed around it, orbiting like satellites in its presence. The oculus aboard the Covenant was blinded by the release from the Resolute's lances. The larger ship was still target-locked on the War Master's attacking vessels. It had had no time to bring its furious weapons array to bear on the new arrival yet, although the support ships in its shadow began to power up to destroy the racing Night Lord's cruiser plunging into their midst. The Exalted watched as one of the icons situated behind the Covenant symbol winked out of existence. The unblinking eye was no more, coming to pieces under the final assault of the Resolute, a Black Legion ship, one of the War Master's own. Strange, thought the Exalted, to have endured for millennia, just to die here. The unblinking eye had been at the siege of Terra 10,000 years before. Now it was debris and an ignoble memory of failure. Then it was the Covenant's turn. The Strategium shuddered again, and not gently. But the shields were holding, the Exalted knew. He felt the ship's skin as keenly as he felt his own. Three ships firing a beam, and something more.
"Shields holding," a mortal officer called to the command throne. "Weapons fire from three light cruisers. An incidental fire from a fighter wing."
Fighters, it chuckled. How quaint. The Exalted instantly assimilated this information into his overall vision of the Icon Formation ballet unfolding before his eyes. The Resolute had been his first target because its shields were already down. He'd known from the moment the battle hololithic display had flickered into life that from its place in the formation, the Gothic-class cruiser had fallen back from the fighting to restore its void shields. The minor fleets spinning around it, like parasites, only confirmed his deduction. It was one of the largest ships in the Imperial fleet, swarmed by protectors as it sought to restore its defenses. It was clearly key to the defense. The Exalted snarled harsh maneuver orders, and the Covenant strained to obey. It began below the Resolute, and with engines howling, it climbed hard. Shields still holding, rippling as they reflected incoming fire, the strike cruiser sliced almost vertically up past the Resolute's starboard side. The Night Lord's ship presented almost no target to the masses of broadsides, though they fired anyway. It was a curious move by the standards of traditional void warfare. Running a beam of the ship would have allowed for a more standard exchange of heavy broadside batteries as the ships coasted alongside each other. But lancing vertically seemed to achieve nothing at all. Although the Resolute's broadside volley went tearing off into space, completely wasted, the Covenant's weapons batteries would have also done almost nothing if they had actually fired. The guns of the Night Lord's vessel remained silent. Aboard the Covenant of Blood, all of the human Strategium crew were still crying out or throwing up in the aftermath of the insane gravitational forces from the maneuver. Several had passed out. The Exalted wiped bloody tears of joy from his cheeks. That had been divine.
"Confirm," it said simply to the servitor at the pod launch console.
"Seventh, ninth, and tenth claws deployed," the half-machine slave murmured in response.
"Contact," it demanded.
"Confirmed," came the toneless reply. "Boarding pods confirm successful contact." A moment later, a familiar voice crackled over the Strategium Vox speakers.
"Exalted," it said in the deep resonance of the Astartes. "This is Adamar of Seventh Claw. We are in."
All this smiling made the creature weep more aching tears. They had just run a gauntlet of Imperial vessels through the heart of the enemy fleet, and by the time the officers of the Resolute realized what had happened, three squads of Astartes would be butchering their way to the command decks. Truly, that had been divine. The Resolute and the fleet leadership on board were as good as dead. Once the other Imperial crews heard of the slaughter aboard their key vessels, fear would spread like a merciless cancer. One down, one to go.
"Helm," it said as the Strategium shivered under another barrage. "Make for the sword. All power to the engines."
"Lord," an officer close to the throne cleared his throat. "The enemy flagship's shields are still raised."
"Not for long. Approach, Vector. Insidious predation."
"Aye, Lord." The Exalted licked its lips with a black tongue.
"Fire all forward lances and torpedoes at hull section 63 as we move across her bow. Time the firing of the bombardment cannon to coincide with the exact moment our lances and torpedoes strike."
That was no easy feat. A dozen servitors and mortal officers hunched over their consoles, working their controls and calculations.
"It'll be done, Lord,"
assured the nearby officer. The Exalted couldn't recall his name. Either that, or it had never learned the human's name, it wasn't sure. The creature knew the man as its bridge attendant, and that was all it needed to know. But the man hesitated.
Speak, human.
My lord, exalted of the dark gods, this attack, Vector, will bring us within the sword's firing solution for 15 seconds.
13, the exalted corrected with a death's head grin. And that is why, as soon as we fire our prow weapons, the ship will execute a coronus dive, full burn on the engines, with port thrusters overloaded. By 70%, we will roll while holding maximum sustainable negative yaw and pitch for 10 seconds.
The officer went paler, if such was even possible for a man who hadn't felt sunlight on his skin in decades.
Lord, we're too large a vessel for...
Silence! You will coordinate this attack run with main armament weapons fire from the vessels Ironmonger, Vengeful Spirit, and the Blade of Flame. Align with their strategiums and inform them of our intent.
As you say, Lord.
The officer swallowed. His eyes, the exalted noted, were a particularly rich brown. They did not flicker here and there in his nervousness, as did most mortals in the presence of the exalted. But he was still reluctant to speak his mind in the presence of his liege. The reasons for this were fairly obvious, of course. Arguing with the Astartes always, always ended in blood and pain. The ship moaned a long, agonized heave as it passed through the forward fire arc of another sizable cruiser. Again the Night Lord's ship declined to defend itself, letting its shields take the impacts while it stormed to its chosen target.
"Speak, human," the exalted repeated. "Entertain me with your thoughts in these moments before our victory."
Coronus, dive, Lord. The G-forces alone are likely to kill us. And the attitude thrusters will be offline for weeks with the burnout. The risks...
are acceptable.
The exalted nodded to the officer.
The War Master is watching, mortal, and so am I. Bring my wishes into being, or you will be replaced by one more capable of doing so.
The officer should have known better. When he turned back to his station and whispered under his breath,
"This will destroy the damn ship,"
he should have known the exalted would hear.
"Bridge attendant,"
the Astartes smirked. The man didn't turn around. He was too busy working his console, sending binary orders to the minds of the Strategium servitors to prepare for the madness to come.
"Yes, Lord?"
"If this is not flawlessly done, I will feed you your own eyes, and you will die tonight, skinless and howling for mercy. That will never come."
The bridge fell quiet, and the exalted grinned wetly.
"I do not care about overhauling the attitude thrusters, nor the slaves that will die in the repairs. A coronus dive, as close as this vessel can come to such a maneuver, timed with weapons fire from the 3 named ships. Do it now."
It was beyond audacious. The Ironmonger, Vengeful Spirit, and the Blade of Flame pulled into position, supporting the Night Lord's maneuver by firing their weapons in a coordinated burst, though from a significant distance. The Exalted suspected their own captains aligned with his plan out of amused curiosity, rather than the belief it would actually work. But then, their lack of courage was their cross to bear. Almost every fleet captain on both sides stared, at least for a moment, at the Covenant of Blood, the only vessel of the War Master's fleet to run the gauntlet of enemy lines, as it sliced past the massive Avenger-class Grand Cruiser, Sword of the God Emperor. Many captains also recognized, to their disbelief, that the ship was in the initial movements of a wrenching, spinning, maddened Coronis dive. It began its attack run in the face of incredible firepower. Ghosting through the great ship's fire arc, the Covenant suffered the rage of the sword's forward lances and weapons batteries, which were already spitting torrents of fury against the enemy ahead. The Night Lord's vessel endured the assault of supreme weapons fire that had been destined to hit other Chaos ships, and its shields first cracked, then shattered, within a matter of moments. To all observers, it seemed the Covenant of Blood was sacrificing itself in a ramming run, and it would succeed, too. That much weight, inertia, and explosive capability would burn out the sword's shields and gut the ship to its core. But the Covenant didn't ram its prey. It returned fire just as its shields died, unleashing a blistering barrage of lances, solid shells, and plasma fire from its prow weapons batteries, as well as a precisely timed single magma bomb warhead, principally designed for surface attack from its bombardment cannon. This payload struck the sword, just as massed fire from the three other traitor Astartes vessels coordinated their prow weapons on the same target. It was as close to the shark-like unity of the Black Sea sharks as the Exalted could have imagined. But that was hardly foremost in the Night Lord Commander's mind. All of this unleashed punishment was enough, barely, to achieve the Exalted's desires. The colossal sword of the God Emperor, pride of Battlefleet Krythe, flagship of Lord Admiral Valiance Arventor, no longer shimmered behind an invincible screen of rippling energy. Its shields were down, overloaded by the sudden savage assault of the Astartes strike cruiser. The Exalted was not a fool. He knew Void War, and he knew the capabilities of his foes, the strength of their weapons, and the power of their vessels. He knew the sword of the God Emperor was bristling with fail-safes and auxiliary generatoriums, and his attack had inflicted no real damage to the enemy flagship beyond temporarily overloading its shields by giving them too much to absorb at once. They would be back online within moments, a minute at the very most, multi-layered and strong once more. The Covenant of Blood veered sharper than a cruiser of its size had any right to do, throwing itself into a potentially terminal rolling dive alongside and past the grand cruiser it had almost rammed. Alarms hammered the senses of all her crew across the ship. The bladed spear of a vessel roared down into its dive, taking secondary fire from the sword's broadsides as it plunged past. It didn't return fire. A single volley from the mighty Imperial flagship pounded the Covenant's port weapons batteries into nothingness. Still twisting as it slid past, the Covenant trailed a path of shed debris. Halfway through its plunge, the Exalted felt that one perfect moment of connection with the battle. Here, now. Even as his ship was being torn apart by Imperial guns, he felt the moment with unbroken clarity and growled a single word. Launch. 3, the servitor's voice had said. 2, 1, launch. Talos felt his world lurch from under him, every muscle locking tense. It wasn't a feeling of falling exactly, nor one of dizziness. His altered senses were resistant to matters of unbalance and unreliable perception. Where a human would have been painting the pod's interior with vomit and passing out from the pressure of launch, the Astartes on board merely suffered mild sensations of discomfort in the pits of their stomachs. Such was the blessing of biologically reconfigured perceptions. Impact in 5 seconds, the pod's automated voice chimed from everywhere and nowhere at once. Talos heard Uzas wheezing into the vox, gleefully counting down the seconds. Talos counted silently, bracing when a single second remained. The pod's guidance thrusters kicked into life with a jolt almost as bad as the impact that came a moment later. The pod smashed into its target with hull-breaching force, echoing within the pod itself like a dragon's roar. A rune flickered on his retinal display in twisting Nostraman script, and in the shuddering aftermath of impact, Talos hammered a fist onto his throne's release pad. The restraints unlocked and disengaged, and the four Astartes of First Claw moved from their seats without hesitation, weapons clutched in dark fists. The pod's hatch opened with a grind of tortured metal and a hiss of escaping air pressure. Talos spoke into the vox, his voice smooth and assured as he looked out into a steel-decked arching corridor, his first view of the interior of the sword of the God Emperor.
Covenant, this is First Claw. We are in.